From someplace north of the coffee-growing regions of Central America, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Earlier this week, Southwest Airlines changed our coffee on our aircraft. Big deal, you might say. Well, yes, it is a big deal. With me today are two of the people from the team who helped put together this change, Melissa and Micah, both from our marketing department. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Now, I wanted to call this episode Coffee Talk, but I feared that maybe Saturday Night Live or NBC or the magazine of the same name probably own those words. So we'll just call this Talking About Coffee on Southwest Planes. I don't think anyone owns that. Do you?
Hope not.
Okay. Now, I have to admit, I'm not a coffee drinker. I drink a lot of tea. So why are we doing this? Melissa?
You know, right now we have a lot of good brands in flight, and coffee is the one thing that we're really just lacking on. And so we really felt like now more than ever, it's just important to enhance our customers' experience on Southwest. So we did some research to show that 75% of our customers drink coffee every day. And of those, there's 60% that either strongly dislike or just dislike powdered creamer. Which is what we have, right, until today.
Well, they're not singling us out. They just don't like powdered creamer.
Right. So in an effort to enhance their experience, we went ahead and upgraded our blend, added liquid creamer, and also offer a eco-friendly cup as a part of our company-wide initiative to go green.
Well, how long have you been working on this? When did this start, Micah?
We've been working on this project since 2007, so a lot of time in development, and we're so excited to finally be able to roll it out. It's been a big effort with people from marketing, purchasing, provisioning, in-flight, employee communications, a great cross-functional effort to get this product out to our customers.
Well, how big was the team? 10, 15, 20?
Probably 15 to 20.
Wow. Now, as I mentioned, I don't drink coffee. Is it really better?
It really is better. We have, like I said, it's an upgraded blend.
Like you'd work for 2 years for a product that's not as good.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's all right. No, it really is better. It's an upgraded blend of 100% Arabica beans. It's a darker roast, which gives it that richer taste. And we did a taste test, and people really do like it a ton.
Like a blind taste test. You went and tasted different coffees?
We narrowed it down from several different suppliers, and we ended up with Mother Parker's and went through two or three rounds of taste testing with Mother Parker's to come to this blend, and it was almost unanimous that this is the top one that they offered.
Now, it's not just the coffee or the creamer. There's also a new cup involved.
Yes, we're excited to serve this in a new insulated cup that is also helping us, like Melissa mentioned, go green. The cup itself is made of 12% post-consumer recycled goods, and it has an insulating sleeve that is 99% post-consumer goods. This keeps customers' hands from getting burned as they're holding the hot coffee. And we've done a lot of research on the cup as well and found that this is preferred by customers as well as flight attendants just by the way that it stacks on the trays and is easier to serve than some of the other options we looked at.
Now, it's a little bit bigger than our styrofoam cups.
Yes, this one is 8 ounces, and our styrofoam cups, I believe, were 6 or 7 ounces.
Now, on the cup, it says something about Southwest Airlines supports the Guatemala Light Project. What is that?
So the Guatemala Light Project brings light to isolated villages in Guatemalan coffee-growing regions. And by working with Mother Parker's, we're able to extend our servants' hearts and participate in the worthy cause.
The Guatemala Light Project, actually, I believe they're supplying LED lighting, which is they run off of just batteries or simple charging systems that they put out quite a bit of light and can run for a very long time on a really very simple charge. That could easily make a huge difference in these people's lives.
Definitely, and that's really exciting to be a part of, and we're really excited to send our first check off and be helping with this great cause. Southwest will proudly donate money to the Guatemala Light Project based on the amount of Lyft coffee that our customers drink. So the more customers consume it, the more that we will donate.
Well, if people are going to be consuming all this coffee, what's it going to cost?
That's the great thing about this. We are happy to serve this for free on board still.
Now, the name of the coffee, Lyft, double entendre, airplane, wings have Lyft. Lyft coffee gives you Lyft caffeine. like I needed to explain that to people. Who came up with that?
That actually came from our internal graphic design team. We worked with them and kind of told them what we were looking for, and they ran with it and did an excellent job. And it's just fun that we have our own branded cup now.
Well, not only did they come up with the name, I think they came up with the design on the cup,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yep. They did the whole package. So it's great to have an internal team that's as creative as they are.
Well, it was a lot of fun making the video. We took the cup and put it on a drill and spun it around. You ought to check out the video on the blog, blogsouthwest.com. Check out that video. It's quite funny. It's about Lift Coffee. I think, and I think the name of it is Lift Coffee, A Cup Above the Rest. So that's kind of the tagline.
Yeah, graphic design came up with that tagline too, and we think that definitely describes the coffee well.
Well, they're terribly clever. And I say that because not because I sit right next to them, but because I don't want things thrown over the cube at me. Well, ladies, thanks for joining me. Micah, Melissa from marketing. I guess your name has to start with an M to work in marketing?
That's true.
Yep, one of the requirements.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The flight attendant serving Lift Coffee has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.